you are, Dick is, anybody else, need to call you or make this passion stay on, huh?
Lamb and Carter won't know it, it's the first time he's seen him. I had a quotation that Charles Russell wrote back to the saloon keeper in Montana.
Hello?
George Reedy on 9-2.
President?
Yeah.
I've just been reviewing this.
I've been trying to get it, and I've called in everywhere, and I'm holding them in 30 minutes.
And I wrote some letters about it and used it in some speeches. Tarita ought to have it, but she doesn't. She's just running mad. And then you all remember.
Do you remember where Charles Russell wrote this letter that I quoted from continually, George, to what saloon keeper it was back in Montana?
Oh, Lord, I think it was. No, I don't recall for sure, sir. Mr. President, I've just been reviewing these 13 memoranda you put out to these agencies on the cost business and they being more efficient. And I think they're damn good. I'd like to use it at my noon briefing.
That's good. I will.
Now, there's 2 points I want to check with you.
I checked first with Gordon.
I've checked with him, sir. I've gone over this thoroughly. Now, I think the AEC stuff, there are no problems there at all. In fact, that's wonderful. But I wanted to be sure of 2 things. I think you should do them. But one is your recommendation or your direction that they explore further the possibilities of consolidating medical facilities to assure full medical treatment but to close marginal veterans hospitals.
I think that's right.
Okay, now the only other one, which again I think you should do, but I still don't want to say without checking you, is where you urge Halaby to explore the possibilities of consolidating more of these unnecessary flight service stations.
That's all right.
And the only thing is that overall, I don't think I should put out the individual letters. I think I can brief them on it.
All right.
And just tell them that these are internal administrative memoranda.
All right.
But I think it's a damn good story.
Right. I don't know who's putting out here about how viciously mad I am and how upset I was at the driving stories. They say my AIDS. Now, I wish you'd just let them know that they know AIDS. I haven't felt that way. I feel by time just like I felt for 30 years since they started talking about Wayne Morris getting kicked in the head by a horse. I don't expect him to be with us, and they weren't there. And the people who were with me said it's a distortion and so forth. And I'm not angry about it at all. I'm in a good humor about it. So they
I think so, too. I don't know where that's coming from.
Somebody's putting it out around.
The Women's National Press Club last night, their skits did center in the driving. Some of them did. But I didn't think that they were vicious, with the one exception of Hugh Scott, of course, who made what I thought was a really vicious speech and lost his audience as a result. And Phil Hart, in his reply, had one really vicious crack in it, which I thought lost Phil Hart his audience, a vicious crack about Rockefeller. And he had these notes that he said he'd found addressed to members of the Republican Platform Committee, and the one from Rockefeller, he said, well, that comes in an old wedding invitation. I could kind of feel the ice in that one.
What was Scott speaking about?
Well, the most vicious thing he said was that the Democratic platform, rather the Republican platform, should include the use of lie detectors for White House aides, who now, of course, an affidavit's enough. And then he had some crack about highway safety should be the first plank, which if he just stopped it there, I think everybody would have laughed and glossed over it. But then he went on to pull in the beer drinking, et cetera, and you could feel the chill. They laughed when he said highway safety. But because I think everybody now is kind of lighthearted about that. But then when he went on the other things, even this group, which is not noted for its good taste, does not particularly like really nasty cracks about the President of the United States. So I think the thing's going to balance out.
What are the Women's National Press Club?
Yes.
I thought they'd already had one this year.
Yeah, this is their second. This is their stunt night. And by and by, I always get a little bit bored by this kind of humor, but it wasn't bad.
I've got Montana and has been waiting over 30 minutes for me. You got anything else you want to ask me?
No, sir. I think that covers it. On the sound thing, sir, for the ASNE tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell them that sometime in the afternoon about setting up sound.
We're going to have it in Rose Garden.
Rose Garden?
Yeah.
Wonderful. That is perfect.
And
so, incidentally, one thing I think you should know. I had a conversation with Al Friendly last night. And I've always been skeptical of him, and I'm still skeptical. But I think there's a chance that man is really swinging around. I don't know that he is, and I wouldn't predict
it. This is going to be a damned important speech I make this afternoon. It's a good one about the responsibilities of the president for the third or fourth generation.
Good.
Now, what can I say to Montanans?
I believe you start by saying that you have a real close feeling for Montana because it's one state when you're in, you still kind of get the smell of the frontier. But here are people that are very close to the hard, rough-hewn pioneers that built this country. And the times have changed an awful lot since the days of the Wild Saloon and the big Longhorn.
Wish I could think of the name of that saloon that Russell...
I'll see if I can find it real fast for you, but I doubt if I can get it that quickly, sir.
Do you got a book there on Russell?
No, I don't have one on Russell, sir. I think it had an odd name. I'm not as familiar as I should be.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You bet, sir.